Voice. My name is Joe Caraccio, host of The Author's Voice, also publisher of The Good Life News. And right now, we're going to interview a fellow countryman, and we just found that out, Marlena Bufa. Hi, Marlena. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you?
I'm just excellent. And as I said, we just found out, talking a little off the air, that we both, our heritage is comes from Sicily. And that's a good thing. A lot of people equate it with the mafia, but Sicily is a very, very good thing besides the mafia.
Oh, food. Let's think food.
That's the key. Excellent. You can't think better than Sicily for food and the whole of Italy. That's really great. So let's talk about Marlena, because this is your show. You're a writer and author. So let's start off talking about, which the whole thing of The Author's Voice is books. You're in the process of writing books. Tell me about them. Tell me the title and what it's all about.
Well, my first book, Joe, is called Full Tummy, Empty Bladder, Warm Bed.
Very interesting. Okay, you'll have to explain that.
I will. It's a collection of some columns that I've written. I'm a monthly columnist in many online and print journals on all over the world, actually. And I write about spiritual ideas and with an emphasis on inspiration and wonder at life.
Excellent.
And this particular title is named after one of my favorite articles, inspired by my dog, Winston.
Okay. Well, now you have to go further. Okay.
Okay. Well, you talk to your animals. We as humans look at our animals as part of the family, and every now and then I would look over and say, "How you doing, Winston?" And he's curled up on his bed, and
right.
He'd look up at me and he'd say, "Mom, I'm doing pretty good."
I love it.
I got a full tummy, my bladder's empty, and I got a warm bed. Life's pretty good.
Excellent. Now it all comes into focus.
Right.
That's a great title. That is excellent.
Yeah, so we just talk about how we look at life, and if we could all look at life as the simple pleasures and fulfillment, then I think we'd all be better off.
So are you looking at life through the dog's eyes?
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
That's better than our own.
There's three great things.
That's right.
I love it. Well, isn't it the basics of life, right? I mean, we all need those things, and it's important.
Yes.
A lot of people I've talked to talk about health, and if you're not feeling healthy, if you're not feeling, good with yourself, you could have all the money in the world. It doesn't matter.
That's true.
So that's really cool. Now, you mentioned that you do an ongoing writing columns you said your audience is basically spiritual, but tell us a little more about the column. What substance in there? Why would I want to read that column?
Well, my father was my greatest inspiration. And he always, he said, what do you want? And he says, I'm always searching for more wisdom. I want a pound of wisdom, he'd tell the waitress. So my father always taught me to look at life and the interrelationships of things in our lives. And this column and series of articles kind of explores those concepts. How are things related? How do they apply to me? Whenever something hits me, it just comes out.
Okay, that's excellent. So it is writing from the heart. That's really good.
Absolutely.
Now, let's get back to your book, because it's in the process, right? It's not out yet.
Right.
But, so the title's great. It's going to be remembered, Full Tummy, Empty Bladder, Warm Bed. I mean, that's a great title. Where are people going to be able to purchase this?
Well, they'll be able to buy it through Amazon and Barnes & Noble online and through my website eventually, yeah.
Okay, now do you have a website already?
I do.
That's important. So let's spell out that website. What is that website?
It's www.wordsofmind.com.
Oh, that's great. I deal, as my audience knows, in a great deal of marketing and dealing with sales, and you have to keep it simple. We've got to get their attention out there so we know that we can, get them interested in what we do. That is a great website. That is great. Clear to the point. You can't get any better than that. Excellent. One of the people I was talking to used her name, and I said, you know, I love you dearly, but it's hard to remember your full name. This is, you need something easy. But that's great. So, okay, we have a website, and we'll say that again during this our time together.
Okay.
Because, it's that global world now. And so getting back to your books, you're in the process, and this is a big undertaking, of actually writing two books.
Yeah.
What's the second book all about?
Well, the second book came to me in a dream, believe it or not, while I was vacationing
I
in New
it.
Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a ghost story, in essence, where I interact with ghosts in the streets of New Orleans and hear their stories and try and help them along, kind of
wow.
in a nutshell without giving it away.
That's the versatility here. Do we have a title yet for the book?
It's called Soul Party.
I like that.
Yeah.
Soul Party.
And it's almost S-O-U-L? Done.
S-O-U-L?
Soul mm-hmm,
Party?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Very nice. Soul Party. So we have to look out for that one, too.
Yes. That's almost done.
Well, excellent. So we've got these two diversified books. This
mm-hmm.
is not even... this is great. Let's talk about yourself now. You know, you gave a little bit about your background, but give us some background. You know, where did Marlena come from? What is she doing? And where is she going? So?
Well, I was raised in Detroit
mm-hmm.
and moved to Phoenix in 1994. And
okay.
I got a couple of degrees from the University of Michigan along the way. And
excellent.
One's in psychology and one's in communications or journalism. And I've been writing since I was very, very small. The first thing I was published in was my church newspaper. I published a poem.
Wow.
At about 10 years old, that was pretty big stuff. So.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, my parents encouraged me and guided and directed me throughout their lives, and I've continued on, and that's a passion of mine, and I've always wanted to write and get my word out, and I'm doing it. I'm living my dream.
That's perfect. That is key. I deal with so many people who've written books, and sometimes they're just not living their own dream. They wrote the book, but they have to live their dream. That's two separate items.
Yes, it is.
That's excellent. And here in Arizona, and we say here in Arizona, but this is global because people will be listening to this years to come, and we really want that, and they could listen to it anywhere in that global world, but we happen to be in Arizona, in beautiful Arizona
yeah.
today. Well, it's a little rain today, but we'll just focus on beautiful Arizona. And it sounds like, and it definitely is, a lot of basis of your writings and your heart is in spirituality. I've asked this to many, many people, and I'll kind of put you on the spot. How do you define spirituality? You know, and I don't mean to put you on the spot. Oh, no, I do mean to put you on the spot. How do you define spirituality and openness? What do you believe that is?
Well, I think it's a relationship you have with a higher power, whether you call it God, your creator, the infinite, the source. I don't think spirituality is confined to the doctrines and dogma of religion.
Oh,
I think
agree,
it 100%. Includes that.
Right.
But I don't think it's confined, and certainly you can express and explore your spirituality through any organized religion you choose or not.
Right.
Establish your relationship with this higher power.
So it's coming from within and just making it all good. That's what it
sounds
like. It
is, and you know, what I found the older I get, although we all hate to admit that we're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting better.
We are, absolutely. The more I surrender and trust, the more the universe puts into my life.
Absolutely.
Which is
That's so true.
So wonderful, gift after gift, even better than I dared to ask for.
And that's excellent.
So it just furthers and inspires and empowers my own spirituality and pursuit of a relationship with God.
That is excellent, and you've definitely taken part of my philosophy, and you know, bless everyone, whatever they want to believe, whatever they want to do, but have it so that we're united under that one umbrella. That you know, we're not trying to look for the negativity in things, but or I should say, the differences. Look for the similarities.
Yeah,
that's great. That is really excellent. So let's get a little bit back to again yourself. What else do you do? Who are you? You know, we want people to know who you are because they're going to want it. I find in writing and in books, people really want to know who that person who wrote the book is, because then they become part of their lives. So and now you've got a background, you have an education. Well, what are you doing today? I mean, you have a full plate, obviously, but what else do you do? Who are you?
I'm actually a web developer, a programmer, if you will. Most people can relate to that title.
Yeah.
It's creative in its own way. It's not, you know, right brain creative, but it certainly is creative in problem solving and puzzle solving, which is what I enjoy. I've been a creative person my whole life. Our parents put us in music and fine arts at a very early age, so I've been dancing ballet since I was four.
Wow,
and playing
cool.
the piano and guitar and classical voice. And so we've always been in that kind of fine arts creative mindset growing up, and I continue that, and I enjoy participating in those activities even today.
Excellent. Music is so great for the soul, as we all know.
It really is, and when you can make your own, it's even better.
Boy, is it, you know, and a lot of people know this, but you're talking to an avid musician and vocalist.
Great.
So I understand that sincerely, and I love to hear that. I love to hear people just taking life so like the bull by the horns and just doing everything, their passion and doing what they believe in. And then you're doing that, you know, you're a total Renaissance woman. I talk about Renaissance men because that's the cliche, but you're definitely a Renaissance woman doing so much. That's excellent.
Yeah, I certainly try.
Well, no, you are. I could see it. One more time, and we've got about 3 minutes, but one more time, the name of the website, wordsofmind.com. Such a cool website. I love it. wordsofmind.com. That's M-I-N-D, not
yes.
M-I-N-E.
Right.
Okay, wordsofmind.com. We want to keep repeating that. I want people to go to that website. I mean, in today's world, that's our brochure. That's our
it
whole
is.
Portal.
It is. And they can read all of my columns so far. Well, many of them, not all of them. Many of them are there under the Spirit Journal button.
Excellent.
They click on that, they'll come up with a list with some catchy titles to look
really
at.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that I found out is that this is not going to be the last book, the full tummy, empty bladder, warm bed. You're looking at that as a collection of books.
I am, yes. I will, as I keep getting published, my columns getting published, I'll put them in another collection. So these are the ones that were published in 2007. So
excellent.
I will most likely have another collection. Now, one of the fun ones I've just wrote and has been picked up all over the place is called Whoops, I Fell in Love. And
oh, I want that one. I'm kidding. That's Good Life News wants that one. And
all
I'm
right.
sincere. You know, you make sure you get that to us. We'll post it in the Good Life News.
I
that
sure
really
will.
Great.
That was
That's
a big popular
excellent.
Valentine's Day one. And you know, Joe, I'm also starting to interject some history into and philosophy into these spiritual articles, and I'm finding that people are really enjoying that, because not only can they relate to the spiritual message, but they also learn something along the way.
Perfect. Oh, boy, I could see the synergy. We're in line. It's we must be inspirational, but we also have to be a little informative. That's important.
Yes. I learned a lot in the process, too. I just wrote an article about St. Patrick's and call it The Spirit of St. Patrick's for the upcoming holiday.
Wow.
And
cool.
Did some research on the history of his life, and I don't know. I always assumed there were snakes in Ireland, but apparently there weren't. So.
That's true. That's a fact. That is right. There were no snakes in Ireland.
Right.
He did not cast them out. But these are, you know, myths and things that come about. And it's, boy, a lady after my own heart. I love facts mixed with fiction. It's a lot of fun. It's
mm-hmm.
really, really good stuff. Well, mm-hmm. we have less than a minute left.
Okay.
So what do you want to convey to your audience about you? About why they should buy your books and read about Marlena's substance here.
Well, I'm an ever-evolving person, like all of us are, and I hope that I have just a little bit of a sideways glance at life that you can just see something you wouldn't normally see on an everyday basis, and maybe it relates to you.
Excellent. Marlena Ufa. I love the name, too. As you know, Caraccio loves the name. So, and we want everybody to buy that book and go to that website, wordsofmind.com. I will be in touch, and I really mean that. So
great.
You've been listening to the author's voice, and Marlena, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure, too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.